Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, January 28th, 2018. It is the first podcast of our new four-hour show, so I'm just going to apologize up front. There is a lot of crap in here. We have Matt Light, a legend with the Patriots and the Patriots Hall of Fame, Super Bowl winner. And who knew? He danced around in a white spandex outfit for a Super Bowl ad back in the day. He'll share that story. Salt and Annie actually went to the send-off party for the Patriots. We have a bunch of funny audio from that. And some interesting stories about Tom Brady and cheaters who would like to sleep with him.
We have a legend from the New England Patriots, three-time Super Bowl champ, three-time Pro Bowler in the Patriots Hall of Fame. And he's actually younger than Tom Brady, who is now going to the Super Bowl. And he was a part of Tom Brady's first Super Bowl in 2001. Everybody say hello to Matt Light. Good morning, Matt.
Well, good morning, team. And we have the this is the official kickoff.
This is it.
Yes. Extra inning.
You are it. Yes. You are it.
Extra innings.
Wow. You can always put this on your resume and be like, I started the 9 o'clock for them.
Yeah. I got that, and I was in the first ever made for TV commercial that was 3D.
Nice.
I don't know if you guys know that or not. But
no,
it's
we
a big
don't.
Deal.
Really?
Oh,
what was the product?
Yeah, like you read some stuff that I did in my former life, but you know the whole. Sobe Life Water commercial that aired for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Was the first ever
3D commercial.
That. Yeah, no, I know it was a big deal. Yeah. Plus, you remember.
I didn't want to brag. You know, I don't want to like you know be starstruck with you, right. So I didn't want to bring it
in
up.
In my list of top 10 Super Bowl commercials, that is number 4.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. That should be a trivia question, by the way.
You think?
I mean, yeah, because nobody's going to know that. You're the only one that would.
Well,
possibly.
Now I do.
Yeah.
So,
well,
Matt,
the
like, they come to you. You're an all-timer for the Patriots, and they say to you, hey, we want you to be in a Super Bowl ad. And it's for Sobe, and it's 3D. And
yeah,
you say yes.
It didn't quite go that way. What happened was, and this is back when I was playing, right, which made it even more fun, but they had Ray Lewis, they had Justin Tuck, and they're like, who's the one sloppy white guy that we can get to dance alongside of these really good dancers? And they're like immediately, Matt Light, he's available. Let's do this. Yeah.
Matt, can I ask a question? Was that during the long flowy hair days? Because I looked up a picture of you and it's like got long flowing locks. They're a little blonde. Was that some sun in?
Yeah, no, that's all natural.
I didn't recall you had this long flowing Laxpro hair.
Yeah. No, I do that every now and then. I'm wanted in at least three states that I know of. and the other thing about that is that when I go from the really long hair, which I had less than a year ago, to what I have now, my wife, it's immediate that, like, there's times where she wants a younger man. And when you shave and get a haircut,
you do look like a baby.
It's
pretty
immediate.
So it works
immediate.
For you.
It's on. Oh, yeah.
It's all
right.
We're here for it.
My wife is the same way. I come home from the barbershop. She's like, who are you?
Oh,
yeah.
Hello. He came, and I'm not saying this because I was in the shower, but because his wife posted it on Facebook, that he came out of the shower one day with Alphonse, his mustache.
Oh, yeah, had a giant mustache,
Alphonse.
It had to have a name.
Yeah.
It had to.
Yeah, he had his own personality.
French thing, or what is that? Like Spanish?
Pretty
or?
Much, yeah. He's European. He's mysterious.
An international man of mystery.
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We have Matt Light here. We have a lot to talk about. We hope you're going to hang out for a little bit.
Mostly mustaches.
You guys, what exactly are you guys doing? You're giving away, you've got a grand prize for a raffle that's happening with Gronk, right? So you go to gronkraffle.com. There's two tickets to the Super Bowl. So you get to go to the game. It's round trip, flight to Atlanta, hotel accommodations at Hotel Indigo in downtown Atlanta. What else do they get if they win this raffle?
Look, so it's not only the tickets, the airfare, the hotel. It's also the fact they're going to go to the Taste of the NFL. They're going to see my good friend, Mr. Steve DiFilippo, who's sitting here to my left, and
Steve,
we've been crushing it from Davio's.
Yes.
They're going to get access to Davio's that they can use at any point, as well as the NFL pregame party. But look, here's the thing. Do we have any dramatic music that we could throw on? Like, it's something
Sarah McLachlan
dramatic.
In the arms of the angel.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. We have something that we're going to announce right now that is groundbreaking for the Gronk Raffle.
What?
GronkRaffle.com. It's your chance to get tickets to the game for $1 apiece, and we're going to announce right now on the show. Two packages, not one.
What?
We have two of them.
You can bring your kids.
Don't ever do that. If you want to have fun, don't take your kids. No, but you know, it's amazing to think that not only are we going to our ninth Super Bowl in a very short period of time, but you know, just the amount of good that it does, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we do these raffles, we raise a lot of money.
Right.
And this raffle in particular, Boston Children's Hospital, the Greater Boston Food Bank, the Barbara Bush Children's Hospital in Maine, as well as the Life Foundation. And we're going to take every dollar raised and put it to great use, especially
awesome.
In this area.
All right, GronkRaffle.com. Go to GronkRaffle.com, GronkRaffle.com. We got Matt Light hanging on. Don't go anywhere. I got to give away some money real quick.
It's keyword time for the plastic payoff on Mix 101. Standard tax and data is applied.
All right, here's what I need you to do. This hour's plastic payoff word worth $1,000 in this multi-market contest. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Honest. O-N-H-O-N-E-S-T.
Jeez, Carson.
O-N-E-S-T. There's an H there. Sorry.
What?
Honest. This hour's plastic payoff word is honest. Win $1,000. Text that to the number
72. We are the dumbest show on radio.
To be honest. Matt Light is standing here going, what in the hell am I doing with these people?
And
I mean, honestly, what are you talking about? Are you being honest with us right now?
And they gave us another hour, Matt. They gave us another hour. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Good luck.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The big send-off for the Patriots happened.
I hope you guys are excited. Let's let them hear it all the way down in Atlanta. We're still here. We're still here. We're still here. We're still here. We're still here.
All right. Oh, yeah.
At that point, he throws the mic at Scott Zolak, who completely fumbled the pass.
So there's a reason he was a backup quarterback.
Hey, listen, I just want to make one point.
Yes, Matt.
Right? If
Matt Light, by the way, from the New England Patriots, hanging out with us this morning. Yes, Matt.
And maybe everyone else didn't feel this way, but mm-hmm. I did. Yeah. I think if you're going to lead a chant, you have three. That's it. No more than three times you can say it, right? Because when you get to that fourth and then that
people
fifth.
People are trailing off and forgetting.
Yeah. Then I wonder, what you can do is something of five. So it went, mm-hmm. you know, we're still here. Okay. We're still here. And then we're still here.
Yeah.
Right? That's why three is good, because everything comes in threes.
It's the rule of three.
The rule of three.
Absolutely.
Right.
Three-time Super Bowl champ.
And then we're still here fifth. I then almost was begging to go one more. And then the mic.
It's funny. We were down there yesterday, Matt, Annie and I. And Annie, every time they did the Beat LA chant, which for some reason, New Englanders, they couldn't get it together.
Yeah, but it doesn't work for football.
Annie, what did you think they were saying?
It's a Celtics chant.
First of all, everyone's offbeat the entire time because we can't get it together. I thought they was in USA, so I'm like, USA.
She's the one person chanting it next to me. I'm like, hey, what are you doing, dum-dum? Can't be doing.
Okay, so let's just talk about the raffle real quick before we get into some other stuff. So Matt Light from the Patriots is here. There's a grand prize, which is two tickets to the Super Bowl, and then it's round-trip airfare. It's hotel accommodations at Hotel Indigo, and then there's access to some parties that are happening too, right, Matt?
That's right. Yeah, look, it's the ultimate package, and here's what I say, right? They're $1 apiece at GronkRaffle.com, and so you go on the site and you want to get 10 of them. All right, maybe you want to get a few more. We have some incentives where you can get some signed stuff from Gronk, whether it's a jersey or pictures, so you can guaranteed take that home and get some raffle tickets. But at the end of the day, let's say, like, you had somebody in your life that you made a mistake with, right? Like, you didn't get them a great Christmas present, or, you know, it could be your wife, could be your girlfriend, and you just randomly go on this site, and you get yourself, I don't know, $25 worth of tickets.
Kennedy, why are you typing?
And you win. Right. We all have it. By the way, it's not just you.
She was quick.
If you win for that person, they have to take you. So it's selfishly being unselfish.
That's
right?
Lovely.
I hear you.
That's my method.
Is there going to be unlimited Davio spring rolls? Is what I would like to know.
Oh, listen, there's only one way to know that.
I mean, Philly and cheese. I get it down on that day of my life.
Yeah, baby.
Just saying.
Yeah, so Steve and I teamed up with Gronk to do this raffle, and we've done this many a times in the past. Yeah. He is actually representing the New England region for the Taste of the NFL, which is an incredible party.
Bowl, right.
And benefits the food banks across the country, and we've actually done that event many a times, and the winners of this raffle are going to get to go there as well.
Let me ask you this, Matt. You were there when Tom won his first Super Bowl, 2001, so this is against the Rams as well, which is kind of fun that it's back against the Rams, you know, celebrating, what, 17, 18 years in the league now for Tom Brady. He's still there. Obviously, you've been retired for a minute now. Do you have your favorite Tom Brady story that you can share with us? But it's got to be one that, like, you would tell the kids.
Right. It's got to be, like, one that we can, like, really or dive into and not hold back.
A little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
No. Go hard. Let's do it.
Matt Hart.
New 9 o'clock.
Matt Light, go hard.
All right, so listen, there's been many things, right? Like, I used to love just kind of trying to find a way to have fun and keep things a little bit light, all pun intended. it's so stupid to say
keeping
that.
Keeping right? it light with Matt Light. Right. That's your morning show, is what that is.
Oh, my God, you should do a nighttime show.
Yes. Keeping it light.
Hey, guys.
Yeah,
watch baby. Out, David Boucher. Here comes light at night.
It's time to light it up, boys and girls. All right, so this is so bad. And that's why it always happens like this. But
No, go back to Light at Night.
Yeah. Listen, ladies and gentlemen.
Spend all your time waiting.
Maybe there's things in your life that haven't gone so well. When you dial it up with Light at Light, and a light night becomes your night, baby.
I feel like you've had this demo ready to go.
I'm subscribed.
And this is just, the Super Bowl is your excuse to get in the door here.
You know, when your show goes for an extra hour, weird things happen. I'm just saying, people should look forward to the 9 to 10 hour being
I'm sure my boss loves this, by the way.
He does. He's a huge Patriots fan.
Oh, he's loving it.
You could just read the alphabet or the phone book and we'd be
fine. All right, again, Tom Brady story, real quick.
So we one time, you remember the GQ magazine article that came out and showed him with like...
It was with the dog.
Like a host of farm animals and like outdoor woodsy kind of like experiences with Tom Brady. Like he's hanging out with a saddle ever. All right, come on. Let's be real. We obviously catch wind of this, and I go and buy my first ever GQ, and we rip that sucker up, and we paste them on our backs. And we go out to a practice in the stadium that was for, like, all the Foxborough residents. So it was, like, at the end of camp, and he has to take snaps. And in front of him, he just sees a wall of, like, goat, you know, saddle, like, Western scene. I thought it was the greatest thing
ever. I got
an axe. Right. One of my favorite moments. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Man of the woods.
That is awesome.
I love it. All right, make sure you check it out tonight at 7 p.m. Light at Night on Mix 104.1. Why don't you go ahead and plug the event one more time and do it in your best Light at Night voice, please.
All right, baby. Now listen up. We got a package for you. GronkRaffle.com. Come to the Super Bowl with Matty Light and keep it light, baby. GronkRaffle.com.
Thank you. Matt Light, Patriots Hall of Famer, three-time Super Bowl champ.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We're going to try something new on the show today. It's called the Single Person Weekend Check-In.
It's the third week we've done it.
Carson and Kennedy, Single Person's Weekend Check-In.
They lead that single life, and you know you want all the details. Who did they go out with? Was it a boy or a girl, or maybe a boy and girl? How'd it go? Did someone get ghosted? Did they wake up in their own bed? Was it even a bed? All the juicy details now on
Carson and Kennedy, Single Person's Weekend Check-In.
617-931-1234. We've done this in the past, but it's only been stories from people on our show. We want to hear the stories from you guys. What is the weird, awkward thing that happened to you over the weekend while you were out on a date living your best life? Or you met somebody, something happened, you were on the dating thing, doing the app, whatever it is.
Doing the app.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen,
doing the apps.
The last time I was online... On the line. Well, last there was no online dating when I was single, so it's just all awkward and weird to me. I'm sorry. 617-931-1234. Producer Dan is joining us. I have Katie that has a story for us real quick from Waltham. Katie, single person weekend check-in. What happened?
Okay, I met a gentleman out on Newberry Street, and we decide to go to dinner, and then we're going to go to a jazz club. So we're having a great time. We're in the jazz club, and we're kind of, you know, kissing a little bit here and there. And
yes.
PDA.
A little sweet lip.
Get yeah, a little sweet lip.
I love PDA.
Me too.
Ugh.
Just not with other people.
Okay, so continue on.
So we're in the middle of having a little PDA, and he touches my breast. And I said, no. Like, I push him, like, his hand away. I'm like, no, what are you doing? And he goes, well, I'm just checking out the goods. And I said, no, you're not going to do that. And then I said, and then I turned it around, and I said, well, let me check out the goods.
Oh, boy.
And I just laughed. I was, you know, joking. Well, he undid his pants and dropped his pants.
Stop your mouth at the jazz club. Wait, like all of the pants so you could see everything?
No, down a boxer.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
Wow.
Did you get kicked out?
No.
Did you finish the date?
We finished the date.
Did you play the saxophone?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I'm sweating.
But yeah.
That's disgusting.
Older gentleman. This is crazy.
That is incredible. What a great story. Thank you for calling in, Katie.
Great. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is a great way to kick off the single person weekend check-in.
That's a that's a great jazz name, Uncle Hansy.
617-931-1234. Dan, what is yours from this weekend?
So I was at a jazz club with a woman. I dropped my pants. No. No, I have nothing that can compare to that story. That's out of my league by far.
Oh,
but I went out with a woman on Saturday night.
Yeah.
We had a lovely time. I went and got Middle Eastern food and saw the new Clint Eastwood movie, but that's okay. Not here nor
that's
there.
That's a great little okay. Date. Look at you.
Movies are your go-to.
Dinner and a movie.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
That way I don't have to interact with you. So.
That way you can't tell how socially awkward I am in real life.
Not good at the talking.
But actually, it was before the date where the weird thing happened. I may have robbed a Dunkin' Donuts on my way to the date.
What?
I'm leaving my house to go to the date, and it's a little bit of a drive, and I want to stop to get a coffee because I want to be alert and perked up for the date. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be tired because we go to bed so early. If I'm all past 10, I turn into a pumpkin.
Yeah.
So I go into this Dunkin' Donuts / Mobile on the Run because we have those in Wilmington. No big deal.
Right. Yeah.
And I order a small coffee, and then I go to mill about the convenience store section while they're doing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I get some stuff for the date,
right.
If mm-hmm. you will.
Oh. Stuff for the date.
Oh. Yeah.
What do you get?
Nice.
What do you get at a convenience store for the date?
Breath mints and
stuff.
Prophylactics? Is
that protection? Prophylactics. We're not going to ask you to spell it, Dan.
Okay, we got it. We got it.
So maybe none of your business. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, no, let's just talk about it. We're here. So I go back.
Hi, I'm going to need to fill up on 8, and I'm going to need some of those.
Yeah.
Okay, a 3-pack. Okay. No, you know what? Let's get the big pack.
They're off-brand. They're from Mobile. So I go back to the Dunkin' Donuts, and my bill is $202.
Okay.
And I'm kind of in my head about the date, and I'm not paying attention.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I don't want to give this guy $3 and get 98 cents back, and I have just 98 cents to change in my pocket.
That's the worst.
So I see a take a penny, give a penny.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, I'm taking 2 cents out of this. And I start rummaging around, and I hear it's like a meek 16-year-old kid behind the counter, and I hear an audible, but I'm still not paying attention. So I slap the money down, and I look up, and his face is pale, and his mouth is open.
What did you do?
And I go, oh, that's your tip jar. I just robbed you and tried to pay my bill with your money.
Well played, sir. Well played.
The single person weekend check-in. I love it. 617-931-1234. If you have a really funny or awkward story from your weekend dating life, 617-931-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We're excited. I hope you guys are excited. Let's let them hear it all the way down in Atlanta. We're still here. We're still here. We're still here. We're still here. We're still here.
It's a hype machine.
Right. So is that what he was saying? Because we couldn't hear.
How about that?
Thanks, Zoe.
So the Patriots held their rally before leaving for the Super Bowl. They held it yesterday on a Sunday. Also, the Rams held theirs. It looked to me from the aerial shots that there were a few more people at the Patriots send-off than there were at the Rams send-off. They're saying about 35,000 people showed up at Gillette.
Yeah.
which is more than normally show up for a Rams game. They average about 32,000 people at each of their games.
There were more people at my house yesterday than were at the Rams send-off.
I saw a meme that had an overhead picture of the Rams thing, and it was like, hey, big celebration. And then it said, New England Patriots, hold my beer.
So they switched it up this year. They left one day early. So before, these rallies have been on a weekday. Well, this time it was on a weekend. They did it on a Sunday. Salt and Annie were down there, and they have some very funny audio for us.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, Annie came by my house. We drove down there, and we left a little early because we wanted to, you know, like, we knew that there was going to be a ton of people there. And the minute we got off the exit to get down to Gillette, it was already being backed up.
Oh, it was like a mile down Route 1.
It was crazy. So,
and you were probably surprised because you went last year, too.
Oh, I've been for the last 3 years. Right. So, you know, the last three times. Yeah. And so we get there, and, you know, so typical Masshole fashion, we end up making our way, just zipping up right into the front, and we get like a front row parking spot.
Cut people
sounds
off.
Like skirt in his giant truck. I'm like, oh no.
So we walk in, and we're having fun, and, you know, typically before you know, it was out in the plaza,
right,
wasn't in the field, so we were running around, we were talking to everybody, and then we realize this is nothing because everybody's waiting in these giant lines to get inside. And so Annie and I, we get up to the front, and the guy goes to me and goes, yeah, no selfie sticks. I'm like, what? I saw a dude bring a stroller in here, and I can't bring a selfie stick in? That kid's got a backpack on, and I'm pretty sure there's 18 beers in there. But I can't bring a selfie stick in here. So I got to walk back to the car.
No.
Annie goes inside, and then...
You didn't just sacrifice it?
Nah, I said no, because this is like my expensive, nice selfie stick that like is automated and everything. So I meet this guy in the line the next time, and he kind of had a similar problem.
All right, Salt here in line for the Patriots rally again. I already got kicked out once. Greg, what time did you get here today?
8:30.
Now, you came down from New Hampshire.
I did.
How long was that drive?
About 2 hours.
Now, you already went in there, too, and then you, like me, made the mistake. You had to go back out to your car. Now we're sitting here waiting in line again. Was that a big mistake, you think?
It was.
Why'd you go to your car?
I had to bring back my... I had to get some money.
Yeah, I think you're lying to me right now.
I think I am.
Well, it's legal here. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, I know.
Live free or die.
I had to bring back... I had to get some money.
What is the answer here? So then we get a little closer. Then they open up this other line. So then they're letting us in. And these people behind me are just... They're chattering away. So I start talking to them. And then I find out something very interesting about these two. Have you guys been to these rallies before?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
So what about this one today? And it's a little special because you get to run on the field.
Yeah. We're going to run, maybe jog, possibly skip on the field. We don't know yet.
So will you, as soon as we get past security, because it seems like that's going to be in about 10 minutes when we finally get up to the front line, will you just go full sprint and run out to the field for me?
I was supposed to work this event today, but I called out. I was like, I can't make it.
You work for Gillette.
I'm a little sick.
You guys always work for Gillette. But you're like, nope, not doing it.
But hold on. A supervisor just walked by. 1 second.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. They were literally ducking down and like...
They banged out of work and then showed up. Like, that is amazing.
That's the most New England thing I've ever heard of.
That is power moves. Like, that is all 2019 energy right there.
I was talking to them. They actually work security. So I'm like, you're going to literally walk by your friends who are also in security to get into there. So then Annie and I, we go inside, and it was madness. It was electric inside there. The field, we were on the 15-yard line as soon as you walk into Gillette. That's where we are. Right. And that was pretty much the only open area on the field that we saw.
What did they have besides just the players and the like the hype going
they
on?
Had they had the Blue Man Group, which people who don't talk, it's kind of weird to open a show. Just saying.
All right.
Just saying. Okay. Might have been a swing and a miss, you know, to mix my sports metaphors for the Patriots, but, you know, whatever.
We're here for it.
I feel like after a while, they couldn't call Guster again. So it was like, they're like, let's do the Blue Man Group.
Even like the kids were bored. Like everyone was just laying down.
I love Blue Man Group. That's just you got to pay attention. You got to be.
Yeah. You need some like, you know, Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah, you need pyro. Yeah, I guess they have pyro with Blue Man. Did they have pyro?
No, there was a bunch of spray paint, some bubble gum and marshmallows and
pipes.
You win some, you lose some.
It's, you know, we're spoiled. We're spoiled in New England. Let's just say it. You know, it's when we get to so many send-off rallies, we literally have nothing else
to
do.
So it's our ninth send-off party. Who are we gonna? Who do we have this year?
I think they have Keytar Bear lined up for next year.
That I would stay for.
So, all right, last piece of audio. What is this?
So then we're sitting there, and, you know, Annie is dressed up just like every other New Englander, too. She's got her track pants on and her big puffy coat.
Got to warm up.
Above there and her hat. And I see a couple other guys that look exactly like her, so I roll over them and talk to them about it.
All right, Brian, what time did you get out of here today?
9:30-ish.
Do you have any substances outside of coffee in your system right now?
Maybe from last night, but not today.
What about you, young man? What's your name?
Joe.
Now, how long have you had this Brewski jersey you got rocking right now?
Since he was drafted, right out the gate, yeah.
I don't feel like you had that in 96, because you would have been about four.
I was born in 96, so.
Oh.
I only know Super Bowls.
You only know Super Bowls. All right, how many of these rallies have you been to?
It's my first one.
Ever been on the field before?
No, and I've only been looking at the field the whole time.
Have you ever been escorted out of Gillette? You look like that type.
Last night they cut me off at the bar.
That counts. Why are you like,
there it is.
Who's with me?
Basically, yeah, I was wearing this jersey. I was ready to go for today.
So you just woke up in this?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Probably just has McGillicuddy stains dripping down.
There was a lot of that out there.
It's been up and down. Coaches always talk to us about not riding, you know, the emotional roller coaster. We stayed focused. We played our best football at the end, and we're not quite at the end yet. We got one more to go.
Yeah. So there it is.
It was awesome.
It really was.
It was a lot of fun. It was great.
All right. We got some more audio from Salt and Annie at the Patriots send-off. We'll do that more of that coming up at 8:15.
There's a little girl who just...
Oh, yeah.
She was over it. She did not want to be there.
Oh.
I feel like some of the fans felt that way after the Blue Man Group was up there. Like, what are we doing?
Oh, this was before the Blue Man Group.
Is this what's happening?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Over 35,000 people showed up at Gillette Stadium on Sunday for the big send-off party for the Patriots to Atlanta for the Super Bowl against the Rams. The Rams also had a party in L.A. There were 37 people there. And in fact,
my nephew's birthday party was bigger this weekend.
The average attendance for a Rams game in the 2018 season was around 32,000 people. We had 35,000 people at a pep rally.
It almost seems unfair. I feel bad for them that they made it this far and nobody cares.
Well, it's unfair, too, because Tom Brady is our quarterback.
We're excited. I hope you guys are excited. Let's let them hear it all the way down to Atlanta. We're still here. We're still here. We're still here. We're still here.
You can tell they're really, especially Tom Brady, they are embracing this. That the rest of the country hates them.
Oh, yeah.
He has dug his heels in, and I love it.
Well, can you imagine being trolled by the media for basically your entire career because everybody just hates you and hates how good you are?
They literally always pick against you.
Every time.
Happens to this show every day, yo.
That's why
we have haters.
That's why we're the number one sports show in Boston.
You're right, Carson.
So Salt and Annie went down there for the 12th annual send-off party that you guys covered. What is the audio that you have for us, Salt?
Well, you know, Annie and I, we were having such a great time. And once we finally got on the field, it was awesome. It was so great to see all the families down there. People are playing football.
And that was different this year.
Yeah.
They didn't open up the field before.
It's usually right outside the pro shop, which is cool. But this was awesome. Like being on the field, standing where Tom Brady stands. Like,
the funniest part, though, and this is, I should have recorded this, but Annie would not stop mentioning the cake yesterday. She's like, oh, they made another cake. They made another cake. There's a giant cake.
It's so impressive to me.
She said that to me 11 times. Like, hey, are we going to go over and look at cake? You know, it's over there by the ice rink outside. There's cake there.
There's cake.
After we talk to these people, probably.
You're like, okay,
we'll probably go get some cake. No, we didn't get any
cake. You didn't get the cake?
How do you make a giant cake?
It was so hilarious.
It's fascinating.
But on the field, you know, it was great because it was really just, you know, it was totally, absolutely for the fans. And, you know, there was kids there playing football. And one, and is this one, is this the special day one?
Yeah, special day.
Yeah, this one, a guy comes up to me and he goes, hey, little kid over there. He's like number 12 or something like that. He was wearing Brady's jersey. He's like, number 12 over there. It's a special day for him. You should go and talk to him.
Now, Lou, I hear there's something going on today that's really special. What is it?
It's my eighth birthday.
No, it's the Patriots send-off rally.
Oh.
I'm kidding. It's also your birthday. Congratulations. You made it to eight.
Yay.
Super excited.
We walked by and they were picking teams and you could just like tell like I felt like the little rent kid. I was like, oh, he's going to get picked last. Like, they were just, they were playing a, like a pickup game in the middle of the end zone.
Where did you get picked, Annie?
Get picked. You guys, do you need an extra one?
There was a kid on their team that was like 3 feet tall and then a kid on the other team that was 6'5". I was like, this is not fair. And they were playing tackle and their dads were watching.
Barrett had a play date on, I think it was Friday night or Saturday night, and his friend, she showed up in a Brady jersey, and it was just like the most adorable thing I'd seen.
You know, it was, we were talking about haters earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of people out there that were just enjoying it, even though it was cold. Mm-hmm. But there was one little girl.
Guys, I'm going to ask you your names. Yell your name real loud and tell me how old you are, okay? What's your name?
Damon.
How old are you?
8. Tegan. I'm 6.
Tanner.
3.
Tanner, how old are you?
3.
Isabella. I'm 8. Scott, yes!
Holy God, she just broke the recorder. I don't even know what's happening. We're at the Patriots send-off rally day. Are you guys excited?
No!
Is that my wife?
I gotta know. I gotta know. Why are you not excited to be here?
Because I don't want to.
Is it because your parents made you be here today?
Yes.
Is it because you lost some teeth on the field today? Where, what is going on with you?
I don't know.
How many teeth are you missing right now?
18.
18? Were you playing football? Did you get tackled?
No.
Are you excited to be here, young lady?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't feel like it's an obligation your parents are making you do?
No.
Good, good, good. What about you, sir?
Yes.
What do you think the final score of the Super Bowl is going
to
be?
38-0, Patriots.
You believe that the Patriots are going to completely shut out the Rams?
The Rams are the worst team in the NFL.
I love this kid's optimism and his enthusiasm, and he's absolutely right.
He was a baller.
Oh, my God. It was so hilarious. So
we're so spoiled.
Honestly.
We are so spoiled.
We totally are. We totally are. So after I talk to these kids, you know, I get up and Annie was filming, and we'll have a video up. You can go to the Carson and Kenny Facebook page. So after this is over, this guy immediately comes over to me, and he has to talk to me. He, like, taps me on the shoulder.
All right. I got to talk to the parents now. Sir, what's your name?
Joe Dumas.
Okay. Now, one of the young ladies, she did not want to be here today. Her name is Scarlett, and she's 6. Is she one of your kids?
She's not. She's she's my friend's kid.
You were quick to point that out to me afterwards. You came over to me, and you're like, you know, that's not my kid.
I was, because my kids are, you know, true to the hot Patriots fans.
They're the ones that are excited to be here, right?
Absolutely.
Or else?
No, they're not.
They move out.
You don't want to go to the rally?
He beelined it. He's like, hey, you, that's not my kid. Not my kid.
We might be watching her.
It's a friend of a friend.
Wow, that is hilarious.
Great stuff. Great stuff.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
And I'm just going to say, if you're Tom Brady, watch out, because apparently cheaters are digging you. Half of the people asked on AshleyMadison.com say Tom Brady is their hall pass.
Here's an interesting thing to a note, that this website is for people who cheat, so why would they care about a hall pass?
Right?
Because their spouse doesn't know.
They're going to do what they're going to do anyway.
No. It's a good point, Kennedy.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Do you know what it is about him that makes him so endearing and sexy?
He's nowhere near my list, so go ahead.
It's because of his boy next door looks. Uh-huh. People love that about him. Yes, he's got the boy next door.
Like everybody wants to be the.
Yeah. So, who is your hall pass? I have Karan. Karan, who is your hall pass?
Well, I don't have a hall pass. I'm single, but I wanted to call in about my sister and her wife.
All right.
Okay.
So obviously they're lesbians, mm-hmm. but they have guy hall passes.
Really?
My sister's hall pass is Harry Styles, and her wife's hall pass is Patrick Stump from Fall Out Boy.
Interesting.
That is the first time that Patrick Stump has found his way onto a list like this.
Stop it.
Yeah, we actually saw them with you guys a few years ago, and my sister-in-law like went crazy at Knott's Island Night seeing him.
Mm. And what does her wife think about that when she sees it? She sees her kind of lose it for him.
Oh, no, they think it's funny. They think it's perfectly okay.
Yeah, it's allowed on both sides, so it's no big deal.
Mm.
Yeah, no big deal at all. Harry Styles for my sister, like, she saw him in concert, I don't know how many times, when he was with One Direction.
Oh, right.
And she's just obsessed.
All right, well, you go figure out your hall pass and then call us back, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, bye, Karan.
Bye.
Let me grab Kayla, who is from Everett. Kayla, who is it that is your hall pass?
So I have kind of a strange celebrity hall pass and an even stranger story to go with it. Mine is Nicolas Cage. There is something dreamy about, like, his big nose and his long hair in Con Air. It's strange. But my husband thinks it's hilarious. And for our wedding, him and his groomsmen bought me a pillow that has Nicolas Cage's face on it. There's just, it made the funniest wedding picture.
Mm-hmm. Kennedy, can you be down with Nicolas Cage as your hall pass?
I can do whatever I want, so I guess I don't have a hall pass. But yes, Howie Long actually was on mine since the dawn of time, since the hall pass was invented.
Aaron O'Malley is coming up here at 10 o'clock and is the commercial-free workday. A ton of music, no commercials. Who's your hall pass?
This is so funny. My husband and I had this conversation a while ago, and I go, just keep in mind that I meet famous people all the time. He goes, no hall passes, no hall passes.
We're done. Nope, we're done. You might run into them at some point.
Oh, I love that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.